There's a big snake in the plane, Jock!
Oh, that's just my pet snake, Reggie!
I hate snakes, Jock! I hate them!
Come on, show a little backbone, will ya?
And you probably know what movie that's from, at least if you're my age. That's from Indiana Jones and that I Hate Snakes. And most of us have a fear of something, some phobia, whether we're afraid of spiders. I had a friend over tonight and she goes, oh my God, a huge spider. So I went to see this huge spider. We live in the woods, you know. Of course, you're going to have huge spiders. And it was this teeny black spider, but it didn't have, she said, well, it didn't have big legs, but it was dark. So she, you know, those type of fears of bugs or animals, whether I used to be afraid of dogs and cats. I mean, that's an odd phobia, isn't it? They usually have a childhood onset as I had. There are also other phobias, other fears you might have, fears of water or heights or storms, or fears of, like I used to have a needle phobia. I don't have that anymore. I can watch them withdrawing blood from me. Or you could have a fear of tunnels or bridges or elevators or being in tight spots. I guess an elevator would be a tight spot, or a fear of flying, or sometimes a fear of public speaking or being with other people. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and I'm a clinical psychologist, and you can call me right now with any question that's on your mind. My number is toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's DRKENNER, toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And even though it's not therapy, it's an opportunity for you to get a perspective on your problem from a professional, whether it has to do with your in-laws or yourself. Maybe you procrastinate, or problems with loved ones. And right now we're going to turn to the phones and welcome Joni. Joni, you're having problems with your daughter?
Yes, I am. My daughter is 38 years old, and she said that she would never speak to me again in her whole life. And it has to do with child abuse, and I said something that I shouldn't have said.
Yeah, what did you say?
Well, first of all, she was abused by her child at a very young age, and I don't know the details because she can't talk about it.
She was abused by whom?
Her father.
Oh, her father. And you were married at the time?
And we were married, and he was abusing me, and he was trying to, but I wouldn't let him. So he turned on our daughter, who was only probably, the best guess is 2 or 3 years old. Mm-hmm. He was taking a shower with her.
This is sexual abuse, or physical and
abuse.
Sexual. Yeah.
Sexual, yeah. Yeah. And then it came out when her stepbrother started caressing her, and we didn't know about that until they were in their 30s. And I didn't know about that.
And you remained married to this man?
No. The police picked him up and put him in an asylum, and it was just really bad because he tried to kill me 3 times.
And oh my God!
He beat up the son. I had a daughter and a son.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he sexually abused him, but the daughter, she's just not right. The son seems a lot. He says, I love you, Mom, and stuff like that, and he has me watch the child. But this is growing worse and worse and worse, and now she says she'll never speak to me, and it's been about 2 months, because I said, why didn't you stop your stepson? Or my stepson, why didn't you stop him from touching you? Because, you know, when I grew up...
So it was like... Yeah, go ahead.
When I grew up, that's what we did, but I didn't know all the... I still don't know all the abuse. So I don't know how to treat her, because she just flies off and she's got a real angry kind of personality.
Okay, so the anger is the emotion that we feel when things are not fair. Intense anger means things are intensely not fair. And if she's had to live with this from her very earliest years, her introduction to life was not a nurturing father, but a sexually abusive father. I mean, that is monstrous. That's one of the ways you can actually destroy a person, is to just give them a wrong view of the world, a wrong view of people, a wrong view of themselves. And it's not that you can't overcome this, but it does take a lot of therapy and a lot of self-nurturing. I mean, that's what I would encourage her to do, is to learn how to value herself again. Now, when she reflects back over her past, it doesn't mean that she will have all the puzzle pieces accurate. And even if she did have them accurate, it may be a heck of an ugly picture. It sounds like it was awful. I'm hoping he why did they put him in asylum? He should have been in a prison.
Yeah, he really should have, and now he's kind of mental. I mean, he was mental, but now he doesn't know who he is. And
okay, well, I hope he's out of away from every child and every adult that ever existed.
He's in a different state.
Okay. Yeah. So she's safe from him. But here's what I think probably happened, and you probably already know this, but what she is needing from you is what?
I think I just figured it out. She needs acceptance, and she just needs me just not to say anything negative.
She needs you as a phenomenal listener. She needs you to be able to hear her anger towards you without justifying yourself. She needs you to be able to just sit and listen. And it doesn't mean that you necessarily agree with her, Joni. But when the data first comes out, she just needs you to be there. And when you said what you said, what happened in that moment? Why didn't you stop your stepbrother from doing that? It's called blaming the victim. And hopefully she doesn't want to remain a victim for life. She wants to be a survivor, and I would encourage her to flourish, and especially with such horrific abuse. She may not know how to deal with you, and she may just throw up her arms in frustration and just feel like, I can't try anymore. It's too painful.
Yeah, I'm really opposite, and it's like I'm like, she calls me Disneyland. She says, I'm always in Disneyland.
Then I would let her talk about that. Honey, you know, you've said I'm always in Disneyland, and I've made mistakes in the past by saying, why didn't you do X, Y, or Z? And I wish I could take those words back, because it sounds like you have been I know you've been through hell, honey. I know you're not ready to talk to me, and you may never be ready. I wouldn't put pressure on her to talk. If you feel like at some point you want to talk with me, I am going to do my darndest to just sit and hear what you went through without putting in my two cents. And we can even do it in a therapist's office if you feel that that would be safer. You know, I'm open to several, many possibilities. You may come up with some idea yourself. I want to tell you that my heart goes out to you, and I only wish I could go back and redo my past, because I would have protected you with everything that I...
That's beautiful.
With my whole heart, honey.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah. What are you hearing in that seems like it's helpful?
It's so different than me, because I accept her as an adult, 38-year-old adult with four children, and the, you know, my response is that she's supposed to be normal because I gave her a Disneyland childhood. But along with the Disneyland childhood was this grossness that I didn't know about.
Yeah, and if you just say, I was in the dark for that part, I want to hear all about your anger towards the Disneyland, and I don't want to fake anything anymore. I'm ready to hear what you're ready to say, whenever you're ready to say it, if you're ever ready to say it. Notice I'm always respecting her mind. I'm never putting the pressure on her that she has to open up to me. I'm giving her a wonderful invitation for the future if ever she wants to. So I hope that helps.
It helps tremendously.
Okay, and you can visit my website. I don't think I have specific information on abuse. I've worked with many abused children, though, and I think what they so need is just the parent to be an active listener. And the fact that she's angry with you is actually a good sign. If she's indifferent, it means she's totally given up. But angry means she still values you, so there still could be a wonderful bridge there for the future.
And we're moving around the corner from her.
Okay. Well, so I hope that helps. Thank you so much for the call, Joni. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and Dr. Edwin Locke.
We've made many suggestions about finding the right partner. This doesn't mean you should make a checklist of important attributes and then rate everyone you date by it and choose the one with the highest score. This is far too mechanical. It's best to spend time getting to know the person and to keep track of both your own rational judgment of and your emotional responses to that person. Identify what you like and do not like about the person and why. Introspect to identify identify the causes of your reactions. It sometimes helps to put your private thoughts into words, and keeping a personal journal is helpful in translating feelings into clear thoughts and tracking your love trajectory over time.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.